WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Transgender rights advocates are promising a fight after the Trump administration rolled back public school bathroom requirements for transgender students. Conservatives, on the other hand, are praising the move. They say it corrects a legal overreach by the Obama administration on a matter that should be left for states to decide. Talk continues on Capitol Hill next week on what to do with Obamacare, and one Virginia congressman acknowledges there is anxiety over where things stand.
Dave Brandt, who represents the 7th Congressional District in Virginia, says there is no consensus at this point as to what will happen with Obamacare.
The leadership is saying we're going to repeal and replace, but I don't think they mean the word repeal when they say it, because we passed repeal legislation in 2015 through the House. It passed in the Senate. McConnell said this year, send that over to me, we'll do it, but now we're backing off of that.
Congressman Brad says he knows the base won't be happy if the promise made by President Trump is broken. He spoke on the Larry O'Connor Show. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Angry demonstrators jeered, waved signs, and turned their backs on Republican Senator Bill Cassidy of Louisiana during a raucous town hall outside New Orleans last night. GOP lawmakers across the country have received similar receptions during the current congressional recess. They've been confronted by constituents angry with President Trump and concerned over issues including Obamacare. Metro's general manager says there's only so much he can do to balance the transit agency's budget. With ridership down 12% just in the last 6 months, Metro's financial troubles won't be getting better anytime soon.
Service cuts, fare hikes, and increased subsidies for the jurisdictions are all included in Metro general manager Paul Wiedefeld's budget for the financial year starting this July.
We are tightening as much as we can. I've looked under every rock I can to find dollars, and I'll continue to do that. But, you know, there's just not a whole lot more to go to.
Virginia's Governor Terry McAuliffe says,
we are not going to let Metro be starved for money. But before we spend money, we want a plan.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A nearly 20-year veteran of the Arlington County Board is stepping down. Democrat Jay Fassett is not going to run for re-election this fall. Fassett tells the Washington Post he has no plans to run for higher office. He says he does plan to work on what he calls embracing and advancing a set of progressive values. Legislation's making its way through the Maryland General Assembly that would attempt to limit state and local law enforcement from helping ICE.
You might think a Democrat in deep blue Montgomery County would like that kind of a bill, but County Executive Ike Leggett's not in favor.
Suggests actions that Montgomery County has already taken.
He says codifying this on a grander scale only invites extra scrutiny.
The federal government has ratcheted this up to some degree, and if you had to make an example of someone, then Montgomery County could be that target.
He says if ICE wants to come in only using their own resources, neither the county or the state can stop them.
It could mislead people to believe the state and the county could do some things that we can't do.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Two high-ranking Trump cabinet members will be meeting today with top Mexican officials, including President Enrique Peña Nieto. The White House is predicting a great discussion and calls the U.S.-Mexican relationship phenomenal. But Mexico has already made it clear it is unhappy with President Trump's immigration crackdown. Floodwaters in San Jose, California are receding, but the break in the weather may be brief. Meteorologist Derek Van Dam says more storms are on tap.
Yet another storm system setting up for this weekend. That's going to bring rainfall to the Pacific Northwest once again into California and will likely be breaking some records. And anyone checking out the Academy Awards this weekend in Los Angeles, looks like the red carpet will be on the wet side as well.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 20,776, the NASDAQ at 5861. Sports, the Caps get back to winning with a victory in Philadelphia. College basketball, Maryland loses, Georgetown loses, AU beats Navy. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Listening on your terms has never been easier.
This is stunning.
Get breaking news, the inside story, plus traffic and weather with the WMAL app.
It's important.
Available now in the App Store, Google Play, or Android Market.
Here's today's driving tip, fueled by Jiffy Lube. Your vehicle's engine air filter looks like a simple barrier of accordion-like folded paper, because that's basically all it is. But it's responsible for providing clean air to your engine's cylinders. This simple filter does a great job, but only for so long. Over time, the dirt it prevents from entering your engine builds up on the filter, and a clogged engine air filter prevents your engine from getting enough fresh air, which can rob it of performance and fuel economy. For a list of Jiffy Lube locations, visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
Tires. They go through a lot. Burnouts, hairpin turns, potholes, speed bumps, and the occasional sudden stop. And if you don't get your tires rotated one day, you'll wish you had. When it comes to tire rotations, we've got you covered. The highly trained technicians at Jiffy Lube do more than just oil changes. We also exchange transmission and coolant fluids, replace filters, and more. All in a jiffy. Jiffy Lube. Leave worry behind.
Need your home sold guaranteed? iTrustFrank.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
DC 295 northbound accident cleanup continues. Traffic update brought to you by the Knee and Back Pain Helpline. DC 295 northbound, just north of Malcolm X. You are able to get by the scene of the crash and cleanup. One lane right is blocked. However, southbound, nothing blocked, and you are able to get by southbound without any delay as you come south of the 11th Street Bridge and the Douglas Bridge. In good shape in that direction. We're still in good shape to the Wilson Bridge. Each direction, I'm not seeing any backups yet. Good time to get going. Top side of the Beltway, we're starting to fill in some of that volume through Silver Spring. Outer loop as you head from College Park toward 270. Speaking of 270 through Urbana and Hyattstown, that's about the thick of it. If you're joining on from, say, Clarksburg, really I'm not seeing any backups through Gaithersburg and down through to the Beltway, so that looks very good. 66, just some of that volume through Manassas into Centerville. Learn how an insurance-covered comfortable knee or back brace can reduce your pain. Call 800-888-KNEE, 800-888-KNEE. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
The push of warm weather continuing. We're adding on quite a few more from yesterday as we're going up into the 70s this afternoon. 74 degrees, some clouds and fog around this morning, giving way to sunshine. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 54 in Woodbridge, 50 in Hyattsville, 54 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by the Knee and Back Pain Helpline. India busts a big taboo in a new sex education manual. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. At AM 630.
Good morning, everybody. 6:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. It's Brian Wilson and Mary Walter coming to you live from CPAC. That's right, CPAC. It's where conservatives gather. We're over at National Harbor, broadcasting live today and tomorrow. And we'll be having a lot of interest. You never know who's going to drop by here, Mary.
A lot of interesting people here.
That's right.
And we're here, too.
Well, of course, we're interesting people.
Of course.
Coming up at 6:35, Sterling Beard will join us from Campus Reform. He's going to be here to talk about, you know, how young conservatives view the situation right now.
Yes.
And by the way, a lot of young people do come to CPAC.
A lot. I'm really surprised at the number of young people here.
Burgess Owens is a former NFL player, has written a book. He's going to join us at 7:05. Matt Schlapp, who's in charge of CPAC, will be here at 7:35. And at 8:05, Dave Bossie, who was a Trump deputy campaign manager, also president of Citizens United. He'll join us coming up again at 8:05. As I said, Brian Wilson, Mary Walter, we are live from CPAC, and it's an exciting time for conservatives. It really is. Conservatives, I think, by and large, pretty much like what they heard yesterday from the Trump administration when it came to a rollback of the transgender bathroom policy.
Yes, yeah.
This was a very interesting development. As you know, the former president of the United States, Barack Obama, had extended what they called a dear colleague letter to educators all over the country, suggesting that they looked at a transgender bathroom policy as, if you're a transgendered student, you get to go to whichever bathroom you want to go to.
And locker rooms. And that was, I think, the big bugaboo was the locker rooms.
And so that was the guidance, and then people had to look, if you're a school board member, let's say, you know, in Poughkeepsie somewhere, you got to look at this and you got to say, well, do I want to do that or do I want to perhaps lose my federal funding?
Right.
And so a lot of people, a lot of school boards were struggling with what they were going to do about this transgender policy, which was unpopular in many communities.
Well, here's the problem with the whole, first of all, Obama just, it was basically an EO. He made up his own law. You can't do that. And it would have been challenged and it would have gone to the Supremes and most likely would have been overturned. But it's less than 1% of the population that is affected by this. And so they want want 99% of the population to have to be uncomfortable so that 1% can be comfortable. And that just doesn't make sense in a lot of worlds. And Donald Trump made a really good point when he was asked, you know, where do transgender people go to the bathroom? They can go to whatever bathroom they want. The point being is that there are many transgender people who have been using the bathroom in public places for years and years and years. I happen to know two men who became women. And, yeah, well, I do. I'm very, very liberal when it comes to that, whatever makes you happy. But they don't have a problem with it. They pick a bathroom. It's not a problem.
Yeah, until you make it an issue.
Exactly. If you're going to parade around and announce, I'm really a man, but here I am. And the problem is if these weren't people who were truly transgendered, all you had to do is say you feel like a woman, and you can go into the changing room in a store. And that was the problem with this.
All right, so here is the new development. Yesterday, the President of the United States and his administration sent a letter, number one, to the Supreme Court, where this matter is about to be adjudicated by the Supreme Court, and said, we're rolling that back. It is no longer our policy. We are giving each individual school board the right to make a decision on their own. So that may negate whether or not this actually goes forward in the Supreme Court on one case. The other side of it is that he has made the point that I don't think the federal government should be involved in this particular process. Let's let the states decide what they should do. Let's let the local school boards decide. Let's make it a local issue, which is what it should have always been in the first place. So, as you might imagine, the LGBTQ community is not happy.
Of course
they,
not.
They are beside themselves and feel like somehow this is an affront. It's not an affront. It's basically now you move, if you want to bring this up as an issue, you take it to the local school board, and the school board has the authority without the onerous burden of being, you know, having their foot of their on their necks from the federal government to make a decision based on what is right for their community.
Yeah. And the problem is there were parents who were taking their children out of school or demanding that their children not have to take gym because there was someone, for instance, in the girls' room who is biologically looks like a boy changing in the girls' locker room, and the girls were uncomfortable. We forget, as adults, we forget what it's like to be a kid, and we try to solve these problems and address these issues from an adult point of view, not a kid's point of view. Hell is middle school. You want to break Guantanamo prisoners, put them in a middle school. Those kids will break Guantanamo prisoners in a week. It's a tough place to be, and the last thing you need is for your son or daughter to feel uncomfortable because there's someone of the opposite gender in that room proclaiming that they feel like they should be that gender, changing with them and in the showers with them and things like that. And those kids are uncomfortable, and your rights end where mine begin. And should 99% of the population be made to feel uncomfortable and be told to suck it up, Buttercup, because 1% doesn't feel comfortable.
Well, this is a very interesting thing to roll back this policy. Again, interesting that all it took was a letter from the president and his administration to educators to change something so dramatic. And it's interesting also to point out that right now the Trump administration has decided apparently that, for example, their new order on immigration, right, supposed to come out this week.
Mm-hmm.
I noted yesterday that at some point yesterday there was a sort of a little word that came out that it probably won't come out this week. Why? Because we want to take a moment to make sure we get it right. This is a good instinct.
Wait, we don't have to pass it to see what's in it?
No. They're actually going to take a moment or two to catch their breath and make sure they've crossed all the T's and dotted all the I's and that all the matters have been taken care of and we're not rushing things out just to meet some sort of artificial deadline. I like that this administration tries to get things done and get things done quickly. Sometimes in government, though, there's a good reason to go slowly and be careful.
Yes.
And so I think we saw that in the last immigration order, and I think that they're doing a different approach to this. In this particular case, I love this line. They said that they told the Supreme Court that we are delaying the implementation of this rule so that we may further and more completely consider the legal issues involved.
Smart.
A great instinct.
But see, this is what a good leader does. There's a difference between a boss and a leader. And Obama was a boss. He was not a leader. This is what I want. This is what I'm going to do. And boom, just do it. Whereas a leader, gets a consensus and finds out what's the best way to do something. And everybody was so worried about Trump can't listen to the people around him. Trump's going to be a dictator. Well, we're clearly not seeing that.
Yeah.
He is getting a consensus. He is deferring to the lawyers. He is finding out what is the best way to handle this, putting some thought into it, and then going forward.
Well, listen, there's a lot of things going on, right? I mean, I've never been in a time in Washington where there's so much happening. Each and every day there's so much happening.
It's a great time to be here.
It's like trying to drink a sip of water out of a fire hose sometimes. So much stuff coming past us. Listen, in a couple of minutes we're going to be talking about James O'Keefe and what he's up to.
Is
making a lot of media people very nervous. Right now, 6:15 on WMAL, time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Traffic Cleaning Traffic Center.
And around the Beltway we go. Not so bad. No major drama. Annandale, Tyson's looking good. Top side of the Beltway as expected. Right as you merge off of I-95 and heading around toward George Avenue for the stop and go. 270. If you hang with these delays through Urbana and Hyattstown, then you're in good shape the rest of the way down to the 270 spur. No troubles to report right now for coming in on 50 out of Annapolis and Bowie. That checks out fine. And 50 in the VW Parkway, you'll start to see a little bit of volume merging onto DC 295. Great news, DC 295 northbound just after Malcolm X. All travel lanes have been reopened. Had a serious crash from overnight. They did an investigation. They were able to wrap that up. So 295 northbound, north of Malcolm X, all lanes now get you by. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, here's the forecast. Today, cloudy and sunny. Cloudy this morning, sunny this afternoon, and a high of about 74 degrees. Tonight, 74 degrees. Unbelievable.
Nice.
Tonight, we'll have a possible thunderstorm passing through and a low of 55. Then tomorrow, Friday, a high of 75 degrees, and that may be a near-record temperature for the date. Saturday in the low 70s. Sunday a bit cooler in the low 50s. Currently in the nation's capital, 53 degrees. It's 6:17 on WMAL.
Great deals this Friday and Saturday at Atlantic Guns Ruger Day Sale. See AtlanticGuns.com.
Have a complicated tax situation? Eaglestone Tax and Wealth Advisors have been assisting people like you for decades. Get your taxes done early and get them done right. 301-924-2160. 301-924-2160. Online at ESTWA.com.
6:17 on WMAL. When Washington comes to talk, you're listening to Mornings on the Mall, and we are live at CPAC over at National Harbor. Brian Wilson and Mary Walter, how do you like your CPAC experience thus far?
It's so exciting.
Yeah.
It was so great to see everyone yesterday, and there's so many people here that I know.
Yeah.
So it's trying to get in touch with everyone. It's very fast-paced, very exciting.
Yeah, it is interesting when you're walking around CPAC, even before it starts, and everybody's coming in to get registered and get their credentials and that kind of thing. You never know who you're going to bump into.
It's
you
really
absolutely
cool.
Never know. So anyway, we're here today. We're here tomorrow. And we'll be bringing you guests from CPAC. And by the way, the president and the vice president are scheduled to speak tomorrow.
It's going to
be exciting.
Even if I have to just jump up and click my phone to try to get a picture of Trump. That's what I'm going to do.
I don't think that's happened in some 8 years to have the vice president and the president both come to CPAC.
Well, has a president, I don't believe a president has ever addressed CPAC before. A sitting president
I'll
has
have to
ever
check
addressed
on that.
CPAC.
I don't know.
I don't, I'm
you know who
sure
will know? Matt Schlapp will know. He'll be here at 7:35.
Yeah, Matt'll know.
Listen, another story that's going to happen later today. Here's a heads up on this very interesting story. You know this guy, James O'Keefe. He goes around, he does undercover videos and hidden camera investigations of this, that, and the other. And he's been very interesting from time to time, revealing, you know, exactly what the Planned Parenthood say when they don't think anybody's listening. Well,
the DNC paid agitators.
Remember,
he wrote that story too.
So he's has a history of bringing to us, bringing to the public's attention things that are said behind the scenes when they think that they're just talking among themselves, the liberals. Well, I don't know how this is going to go over. I don't know exactly what it's going to reveal. But at 10 o'clock this morning, he is supposed to be about to unleash hundreds of hours of video from behind the scenes, apparently, at CNN.
Yeah, he has not come out and said which network.
But everybody seems to suggest it's CNN, right?
He told Sean Hannity that it is, quote, that it's one that Trump has really been talking about. You can probably use your imagination.
So that seems to be pointing in the direction of CNN.
It's
going
to be great.
And actually, CNN actually has a story about this, and it's really interesting. They first report you know, what he has said. And then they go, O'Keefe is completely discredited in every way as a human being. And they go on to
say, well, you've got to make the attack personal.
That's right.
Because that's Alinsky. You condemn the messenger so that the message is...
So, James O'Keefe, if you're over at CNN right now, you got to be thinking...
Who was it?
Here who had a camera that they were recording our conversations going forward? And the suggestion from O'Keefe is it was somebody who came to him and volunteered to do this that was already on the inside.
It's probably someone who actually has some integrity, some journalistic integrity, who actually went to school to become a journalist, not a propagandist, and is upset with what they're seeing going on. And it should be coming out, because yesterday he said it was in the next 48 hours.
It's supposed to be released at 10 o'clock this morning, is the word.
This morning at 10?
That's what I've heard, yeah.
Oh.
So we're all standing by to see what that's going to be.
I got to make popcorn and get a beer.
I have a feeling. And it may be a little different than in the past, in that I think he may just be putting the raw information out there and allowing people to go through it. So
WikiLeaks. He's doing it like WikiLeaks.
He's doing it like WikiLeaks. And the idea here is a little different than what he's done in the past. In the past, he's been criticized for selectively editing. So what he's going to do is say, here's all the raw data. You go through it and see what you find. And letting the American people go through and listen to these conversations. And the American people, because they have access to social media, will be flagging
exactly
what is being said and the things that should be advertised. So it's going to be very interesting to see how it's going. But if I were over at CNN right now, I would be reliving every conversation I'd had over the last 6 months.
I'd also look for the person who's not there today. Hey, where's Bob in accounting? How Bob never misses a day? Why isn't Bob here today?
So we'll be watching that very closely over the next day or so. Coming up in just a moment, guess what? There's been a big astronomical discovery. We'll tell you about it coming up at 6:21 on WMAL.
Hate changing your cat's litter? Then change your cat's litter. Revolutionary Arm & Hammer Slide Non-Stick Clumping Litter slides right out of the litter box with no scraping and provides a 7-day odor-free home. Guaranteed.
Hey, I bet those bags and the puffiness under your eyes are still not going away. So many of you are asking Chamonix for a great deal on Genucel. So Genucel is back with a great discount. Hey, it's Larry O'Connor to tell you how Genucel is a luxurious treatment with plant stem cells and anti-aging peptides that targets the puffiness and bags under your eyes. But something new is waiting for you when you order Genucel today, a $50 instant coupon for additional savings on your order. Chamonix will also give you Esotique, Chamonix's anti-aging collagen builder, and for results in 12 hours or less, you'll also get Genucel immediate effects as a second free gift. With this deal and today's $50 instant coupon, you can indulge in a 2-month supply of 3 amazing Chamonix products for much less than department or drugstore brands that just don't work. Call 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720, or go to Genucel.com right now. That's 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720.
I had very, very serious depression. It takes all the joy out of your life.
Finally, there's hope for those struggling with depression. At Greenbrook TMS Neurohealth Centers, we understand that medication and talk therapy are often not enough.
It's almost impossible to put into words. You have no desire to do anything, to get up, to move.
TMS therapy is a non-drug, non-sedating therapy that's FDA indicated for treatment of depression in those who have not benefited from prior antidepressant medication.
I was amazed. I wasn't even sure why I was feeling so well. I can't really say in a strong enough way how much this treatment, this center, has meant to me. I'm very happy.
Isn't it time you actually felt great? Treat your depression now. Accepting all major insurance. For your free consultation with Greenbrook TMS Neurohealth Centers, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com.
McMillan Sedation Dentistry actually started about 13 years ago. I wanted to be able to provide dental care to what now turns out to be a significant portion of the population that actually had a fearful connotation with dental treatment experiences. 1 in 10 adults are estimated to be so fearful of receiving treatment that they will only get it when they have a true dental emergency, such as a toothache or a dental abscess. We treat them a little differently, much more of a TLC approach, and we welcomed them literally with open arms to the practice. It's the greatest feeling in the world to see someone who has hidden their smile for years to be able to smile again. My staff has been trained to be very welcoming, to treat them like a member of their own family. More than the extensive training, it's the empathy. We listen, we care, and we want to make your smile perfect and genuine. It's our mission to make you happy that you came to McMillan Sedation Dentistry. It's time for you to smile easy. Call 703-503-9490, online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
Did you see the recent Washington Post article that real estate commissions have dropped to an average of 5%? Well, we've been leading the way with lower commissions for years. Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. Our full-service hybrid model has saved our clients over $5 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
It is 6:25 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
DC 295, all travel lanes reopened. Great news. Update is brought to you by 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. And a sigh of relief, they've released all traffic north on 295 just past Malcolm X. Had a serious crash from overnight. Initially, everything was blocked and detoured, but now you can get through. You have a little bit of volume there. There's still some activity on the shoulder. Again, that's 295 north. North of Malcolm X before you get to the Suitland Parkway. Let's get you across the Wilson Bridge, and to do so, you need to know that your delay is beginning just before you get to St. Barnabas Road, Maryland, and toward Virginia. From Springfield to the Wilson Bridge, delay-free. Fairfax Police in the Merrifield area responding to the crash on 29 Lee Highway, just west of Gallows Road, right near the Home Depot, so watch if you're in that vicinity. Attention diabetics, with insurance, you may qualify to get your testing supplies at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call 800-808-5181. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Probably not a record today, 74. Clouds, fog early, and then sunshine. The record's 78. Don't think we'll quite get that warm. Isolated showers, thunder showers, 55 tonight. Tomorrow, sunshine and near record warmth, 75 with a south breeze. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 56 degrees on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. It's Brian Wilson and Mary Walter. We are live from CPAC today and tomorrow. Coming up in just a short while, we'll be joined by a whole host of different guests who are here and important to the whole CPAC experience. But there's a big, big discovery. NASA had a big discovery yesterday.
You're very excited about this.
I'm a space geek.
I'm starting to learn when you get excited stuff.
They have found seven planets that are circling an ultra-cool dwarf star. It's not just cool. It's ultra-cool.
Now, is it cool temperature-wise or just cool because you like it?
It's a little of both.
Okay.
And they have seven planets that are circling this star, and they believe that that some of them actually may be able to support life because it's in the so-called Goldilocks zone. When it comes to planets, you don't want to be too close to the sun, and you don't want to be too far away from the sun. Mm-hmm. You want to be in the area where water can exist in liquid form, and those are the planets that we think are most likely to be able to support life. So the news is that there are seven planets on a nearby star. Nearby is relative.
Yes.
It's 39 light years away. Mm-hmm. Now, what is a light year? That's the distance that light can travel in 1 year. And light travels very fast anyways, 186,000 miles per second.
Right.
It means that every light year is about 6 trillion miles.
Well, kids will definitely be asking, are we there yet?
No, we're not going to. Yeah, definitely. Apparently, it's about 234 trillion miles away. So it would take us about 750,000 years with current technology to get there.
I want to ask a possible dumb question. Whenever I hear these stories, like, it might support life, I'm like, why are we always looking for other life? That is just a Pandora's box. Let's just lay low, not let anybody know we're here, and just do our thing.
Yeah, you might like the knife, and you may not like the knife.
It never ends well in the movies.
That's right. 6:29 on WMAL.
Business owners and professionals face special challenges in divorce court. In addition to everything else going on, they have to contend with allegations that they are earning more than they are, coupled with claims on their business or practice itself.
A Attorney, CPA, Joe Cordell.
An effective defense often hinges on sophisticated strategies, strategies relating to income tax projections, business valuations, spousal support claims. Clients with assets depend on their divorce lawyer's skills in these matters, and that's why it's so important to hire someone that has those skills.
The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men protect their financial interests, particularly in the face of complex asset division. Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Fairfax attorneys, a partner men can count on. 571-446-0000. That's 571-446-ALL-ZEROS. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com.
Coming up in just a moment, we'll talk to Sterling Beard with Campus Reform. Young people are very active here at CPAC. We'll see what's on their minds. It's all coming up after the news, 6:30 in the nation's capital.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Conservatives are praising the Trump administration's rollback of public school bathroom requirements for transgender students. They say the move corrects a legal overreach by the Obama administration that's best left for states to decide. Transgender rights advocates, meanwhile, are vowing to fight. A veteran member of the Arlington County Board has decided to call it quits. After nearly 20 years on the board, Democrat Jay Fissette says he will not run for re-election this fall. Fissette says he has no plans to run for higher office either. Virginia teachers would be in line for a modest pay raise under a budget deal worked out between the House and Senate in Richmond. College faculty and the Virginia Capitol Police would also get raises. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan is refusing to budge on his demand that a controversial transportation bill be repealed. The Hogan administration says there is no room for compromise. State Transportation Secretary Pete Ron told a Senate committee there's no salvaging the law, which the governor says would force the state to cancel nearly $1 billion in planned road projects. Officials in North Dakota are asking those protesters who remain at the Dakota Access Oil Pipeline camp to pack up and leave.
Some of those protesting the Dakota Access Pipeline warned they would not heed a Wednesday deadline set by Governor Doug Burnham.
I fear for the safety of the people.
So far, police have arrested 10 of those defying the order. Organizers say there are others who plan to be arrested for their cause.
We have a lot of elders who are going to stay. Women are going to stay, too. And I fear for them.
Most have cleared off the federal land, but Governor Burgum says between 25 and 50 are left.
Anybody that's remaining in the camp. We want to make sure they know that they have an opportunity to voluntarily leave.
An ongoing cleanup of the camp is scheduled to resume this morning. I'm Scott Carr.
In San Jose, California, some people have returned to their homes to sort through waterlogged furniture, toys, and clothing after being abruptly evacuated because of flooding. And more rain is in the forecast. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 20,776, the NASDAQ at 5861. Sports, the Caps get a win out over the Flyers. College basketball, Maryland loses its second straight. Georgetown loses. AU beats Navy. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Everybody has dreams. Fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked-off bucket list. A scrapbook filled with memories of a life well-lived. With an affordable quality education from University of Maryland University College, you can turn your dreams into reality. UMUC offers programs for in-demand fields such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more, taught by respected faculty practicing in the field. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area. University of Maryland University College gives you the flexibility your schedule demands while saving you time and money with credits earned from prior college, work, and military experience. For all you want, it has to be UMUC.
Our next undergraduate session starts March 13th. Our advisors can help you develop an affordable plan as you earn a respected degree from an accredited state university. Get started fulfilling your dreams. Visit umuc.edu/radio. That's umuc.edu/radio.
You want to hear something that's just unfair? Something only folks in Washington, D.C. could cook up? Well, listen closely. Right now, some in Congress are pushing a proposal they call age rating. Truth is, age rating is Washington speak for an age tax, an unfair tax on older Americans that would line the pockets of big insurance companies, meaning they could charge you up to 5 times as much as other people for the same health care coverage. So if you are 60, it could cost you nearly $3,000 more a year. But AARP is fighting to stop the age tax. And you can help. Call your member of Congress today at 844-586-9568. Tell them to say no to higher health care costs and no to an unfair tax on older Americans. Let's stop the age tax before it starts.
Paid for by AARP.
Are popular video apps kids use, like Musical.ly and LiveMe, a playground for sexual predators?
They're like, can you bend over?
7 on Your Side investigates who's watching your child. Tonight on ABC 7 News at 11.
All of you have done terrible things.
Tonight, you will know who killed Wes.
Is it you?
How to Get Away with Murder, season finale tonight at a special time, 9, 8 Central on ABC.
Wall Street is great at selling you things that Wall Street wants you to buy. Some advisors are really good at selling you products that you may not need. At the Wise Investor Group, we're different. We're not salesmen. We're your financial partners with an interest in what's important to you. For wealth management professionals who work with you to plan your future, call the Wise Investor Group today.
Call 866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed, wise investor. The Wise Investor Group is affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company.
This is you, covered in toner because your printer or copier's busted. And this is you carefree because you upgraded with Carefree Office Technology, a veteran-owned small business. Call 703-385-1700. Visit carefreeoffice.com.
635 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Fairfax in the Merrifield area, 29 Lee Highway, just west of Gallows Road, right near the Home Depot. That's where we have the crash. Police are still trying to sort things out there. We may have some down wires. Right now, follow police direction. On 66, just the volume through Manassas, Centerville. Now as you come toward Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks, and at the Beltway, no problems to report off the Greenway and onto the toll road. Nice and quiet. Same story out of Leesburg on Route 7. Looking good. For 270 through Urbana and Hyattstown, the thick of it right now for you. And through Jessup on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, get a little bit of volume south toward 175. And then each way in the Laurel area near 197. DC 295 northbound, north of Malcolm X. All travel lanes have been reopened from the crash. Activity still on the shoulder and still a bit of volume. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Probably not a record today, 74. Clouds fog early and then sunshine. The record 78. Don't think we'll quite get that warm. Isolated showers, thunder showers, 55 tonight. Tomorrow, sunshine and near record warmth, 75 with a south breeze. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 52 in Vienna, 48 in Bethesda, 53 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Carefree Office Technology. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. Good morning, everybody. It is now 637 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. You're listening to Brian Wilson and Mary Walter, and we are live at CPAC over at the National Harbor, the annual gathering of conservatives, where conservative issues are discussed, and we hear from some of the great conservative minds in the United States today. And as a result of that, we have a great lineup of guests. For example, at 7:05, Burgess Owens, a former NFL player, will be here to talk about what it is to be an athlete and a conservative. Amity Shales is the author of a book called The Forgotten Man. They'll join us at 7:15. 7:35, the man in charge of CPAC is Matt Schlapp, and he will join us here at 7:35. And at 8:05, we'll talk to Dave Bossie, former Trump deputy campaign manager and president of Citizens United. I'm Brian Wilson, and she is Mary Walter. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, and joining us right now, Sterling Beard. He's with Campus Reform, which is a division of the Leadership Institute, and they are so involved with getting kids on campuses to not be indoctrinated into this liberal speak and this liberal mindset. Sterling, thank you for taking the time to join us. I know it's bright and early for you. Thank you for being here with us. Campus Reform now, with the Republican victory, with Donald Trump becoming president, has that improved the situation on college campuses, or has the opposite happened? It's just gotten worse.
Well, I don't think you'd have me on your program this morning if it was the former.
No, things have absolutely accelerated, and I would say gotten worse over the last couple of months since Donald Trump has been elected. Absolutely. I mean, you've started to see kind of an increase in actual violence on college campuses. Nothing too serious yet, but of course, a few weeks ago, you had the riot at UC Berkeley where the college Republicans had invited Milo Yiannopoulos to speak, and you had a bunch of so-called anti-fascists who, you know,
who are very fascist.
Who are absolutely behaving like fascists, shutting down speech with which they just disagree. Then you have situations like the college Republican at Cal State Fullerton, who was allegedly socked in the jaw by, I believe it was an associate professor. You had the leftist fight club at the University of Central Florida, sponsored by the Knights for Socialism, and Knights, of course, being the Central Florida mascot. So it's not quite as cheesy as the name sounds, who were training students to, quote, bash the fash. So you've kind of seen this upswing in violence, this kind of mentality that conservatives are a threat to their very existence.
So what do you guys, what can campus reform do to counter that in some way, shape, or form? Can you?
I think you can. I think that sunlight for things like this is the best disinfectant, and it's important that these sorts of stories get brought to light. And without organizations like Campus Reform, without the Leadership Institute, those are the kinds of stories that would never have hit the mainstream media, you know, even just a few years ago. So, I mean, we've got tipsters all over the place through the through the Campus Leadership Program with LI, and on top of that, we also have our Campus Correspondent Program, which is consists of students who write for Campus Reform, reporting on liberal bias and abuse, not only at their college, but also in their region. We had about 70 of those last year. We're hoping to have a couple more this year, and already they've written, I think, probably close to 200 stories for us.
That's
so
great.
They've been doing great work.
So, you know, I've always observed that generally young people who consider themselves conservatives are perhaps still a bit more socially moderate in some areas than perhaps traditional conservatives who are a little older. And I'm sort of curious how they're taking some of the things that are being discussed by the Trump administration right now. Like, for example, the transgender bathroom policy. Have you all had much conversation about that, and where are young people on that issue, for example?
I would say that young people these days tend to be more socially moderate. Absolutely, I think you've nailed that that perception. I would absolutely agree with that, and I think that I see some finger guns here. I would say that that's the case. I would say young people generally tend to be maybe a little more libertarian leaning.
Exactly.
As a result.
Yeah.
So it's not that they are anti-conservative or progressive necessarily.
It's leave me alone and get government out of my way.
Yeah, exactly. You know, my gay friend wants to get married, and I'd want to smoke a little pot on the side is the kind of attitude that you see a lot of these
days. So it's more libertarian. It's conservatism informed by libertarianism.
It's fiscally conservative and socially liberal, which is pretty much where I fall.
Mm-hmm.
And so I get it. I understand it. But can the Republican Party make that shift? And I've been calling for the Republican Party to make that shift. I don't know if they can do that.
Well, you know, I can't get too deeply into partisan speculation and whatnot, you know, being part of a nonprofit. But I would say that, you know, like it or not, I think that Donald Trump has kind of dragged the GOP and conservatism in that direction just by sheer force of will. I mean, this guy is practically, you know, reviving the great man theory of history all by himself, at least in the first 100 days here. So, you know, here's the most socially moderate Republican ever to hold higher office.
Mm-hmm.
And, I will say this. I always had friends in college. You know, I went to college 2008 to 2012 when it was not a cool time to be a conservative.
Right.
And my liberal friends always used to assuage their own guilt and or massage their own egos by saying, oh, well, if the Republicans nominated someone socially moderate, I'd totally vote for him. And here's the candidate who held up a pride flag at a Republican rally. And, you know, all of a sudden he's the next coming of Hitler. So I don't put too much stock in that.
Well, listen, we want to hold you over for just a moment because I want to talk about Milo Yiannopoulos. I mean, you talked about how there have been some controversy surrounding him. He was at one point going to be a speaker here at this conference. Now he is not. I'd love to get your thoughts on that. So stick around for just a moment if you can. It is now 6:43 on WMAL.
What if you woke up in heaven, but God was not there? Would you go look for him? The Ship to Look for God Trilogy by D. Krause. Available on Amazon and Smashwords. Download the first book for free. Go to www.dustyskull.com.
Are you living with a growing prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to?
Do you wake up to go? Be honest. Is there a drop in your romantic life? Prostate problems don't go away on their own, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are natural. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life. Try it for free. Pay only shipping and handling. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 Saw Palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredient in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-507-1004. That's 1-800-507-1004. 1-800-507-1004.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You know, if you're really serious about home security, keeping your family safe, your home secure, protecting all your valuable stuff, you need to call the folks at Ackerman because, number one, it's a good company and they do good work. But secondly, they cost about half of what the other guys run, $19.95 a month for security monitoring and all kinds of monitoring, actually. You get not just security, you get monitoring for burglary, fire, medical alert. Again, half the cost of the other guys. Ackerman has a guaranteed response time, and that's important because when things go bad and the alarm goes off, you want to know that somebody's going to check in and check in very quickly. For just a few dollars more, you can get all the bells and whistles, things like video technology that will let you see what's going on in your home when you're not there. You will be able to lock doors with smart door locks and thermostats, all with a touch of a button on your smartphone, tablet, or laptop. And because you know me, there's always a special deal associated with that. Get protected and save. Here's a limited time offer for my listeners. Call Ackerman right now and get 3 months of monitoring absolutely free. For the first 3 months, you will pay zero. And then when you start to pay, you're going to be paying a lot less than you're paying for that other security monitoring service. 888-999-1070. That's 888-999-1070. Online at AckermanSecurity.com. All right, it's 6:45 on WML. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And heading through town, southeast, southwest freeway, we're doing okay in each direction. Once you get into the northbound 3rd Street Tunnel, you do have volume midway heading out toward New York Avenue. Looks like we have a problem coming in on New York Avenue, inbound right as you come up to the Bladensburg Road. That's where we have a report of a crash, and I am seeing delays as you merge off of the BW Parkway again to go inbound New York Avenue toward Bladensburg. North on DC 295 after Malcolm X, still have some accident activity, but all over to the shoulder. They have been able to reopen all the lanes. Had a serious crash from overnight, but I'm happy you can get by. I know it's a bit slow, but you are able to use it. To the Wilson Bridge, your delays beginning before you get to St. Barnabas Road. And for 270, volume Urbana, Hyattstown, and now Germantown into Rockville slowing. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
If you've liked the mild weather so far this month, more coming. Even warmer than yesterday's 63. Tack on 11, 74 degrees. Clouds, fog early, then sunshine. Tonight, an isolated shower, thunder shower, very mild, 55. Sunshine on Friday near record warmth, 75. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 56 degrees. It is now 6:47 on WMAL.
Great deals this Friday and Saturday at Atlantic Guns Ruger Day Sale. See AtlanticGuns.com.
Good morning, everybody. 6:47 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. We're live at CPAC, the gathering of conservatives over at National Harbor. And joining us here at CPAC is Sterling Beard of Campus Reform, a division of the Leadership Institute. Look, we talked a little bit about where young people are and where their minds are, but there has been a controversy in the last few days. It has to do with this guy, Milo Yiannopoulos. I mean, a lot of campuses have wanted to have him come and speak, and it's turned into an issue, and he was going to come here and speak, and then it turned into an issue because of some things that he had said in the past that suggested to some that he was a supporter of pedophilia. So where are young people when it comes to Milo?
Look, Milo is very popular within certain circles, especially college activists, what have you. But I would say, you know, if you were to ask most young conservatives who Milo was, most of them probably would be kind of confused and wonder who you were talking about. Milo was very big on college campuses, primarily because of the reaction he drew. It wasn't actually what he was saying, per se, that was getting so much attention. It was the leftist reaction to him on campus. And Milo, he's a bomb thrower. You know, he's a very effective one, because when you get people to literally riot over your mere appearance at a university, as we saw at UC Berkeley a few weeks ago, your main instrumentation for conservatives is illustrating the anger of the left, if you will. So, you know, with Milo getting his invitation rescinded here, I mean, that was a that's a lose-lose situation for, you know, CPAC. I mean, if he went on and spoke, the left would try to make him a millstone around the neck and, you know, say, oh, well, CPAC's, you know, sponsoring somebody who defends pedophilia, what have you.
I heard somebody describe it as the Kobayashi Maru scenario for CPAC, which is a Star Trek reference. It means there's a no-win scenario. I know. I can't help myself. Listen, I want to thank you so much, Sterling, for joining
Kobe
us.
No relation to Kobe Beef.
Yeah, I thought we were talking Maru. About Kobe Bryant. Yeah. We were talking basketball.
And see, now I have to explain it, and I don't have time. It is now 6:49 on WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor here. Listen, if you're about to sell your home, or if someone you know is about to sell their home and they've had it previously listed and didn't sell, then here's what you need to do, okay? Call my friends Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. Sarah and Debbie are all pros selling homes all across the D.C. area. What separates Sarah and Debbie from all the other realtors is their strong home buyers pool. They have over 5,300 buyers looking to buy right now. Other agents want to list your home, then have to market to would-be buyers that they have no relationship with. Sarah and Debbie already have the buyers, so don't lose money. Sarah and Debbie sell faster and for more money. Sarah and Debbie will even guarantee that if your home doesn't sell, they'll buy it at a price acceptable to you. That's guaranteed. So if you or someone you know are selling their home, then make sure you call the All Pros, Sarah and Debbie. Call them direct, 844-344-SOLD. 844-344-SOLD or online at DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
Hi, I'm Rick Edelman, host of The Rick Edelman Show right here every weekend. I want you to ask yourself, where will you be 4 years from now? Well, 4 years from now, you'll be 4 years closer to retirement. Will it be everything you want it to be? Come to my seminar, Preparing for Retirement, and learn how to get the most from your IRAs and retirement accounts. Learn how to maximize your Social Security benefits and design your estate plan. Investments, Social Security, and wills and trusts. Master these to enjoy a comfortable and financially successful retirement. The seminar comes to Fairfax Tuesday, February 28th, Leesburg Wednesday, March 1st, both at 7 p.m. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricestelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA SIPC.
Is credit card debt ruining your life? Now you can have a large portion of your credit card debt forgiven. Get Relief Today wants to give you free information that shows you how. This program is proven to work for credit card debt, medical bills, and department store debt. Thousands of people have used it to have a portion of their credit card debt forgiven. Call now for free information and a consultation, and we'll give you the secret to this money-saving program absolutely free. Get eye-opening information that could save you thousands of dollars a year or a month, depending on how much you owe. In fact, the more you owe, the more you can save. All you need is to owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or department store debt to qualify. So call for free debt forgiveness information now at 800-329-7800. That's 800-329-7800. Discover the secret to having your credit card debt forgiven. Call 800-329-7800. That's 800-329-7800.
I had very, very serious depression. It takes all the joy out of your life.
Finally, there's hope for those struggling with depression. At Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, we understand that medication and talk therapy are often not enough.
It's almost impossible to put into words. You have no desire to do anything, to get up, to move.
TMS therapy is a non-drug, non-sedating therapy that's FDA indicated for treatment of depression in those who have not benefited from prior antidepressant medication.
I was amazed. I wasn't even sure why I was feeling so well.
I can't really say in a strong enough way how much this treatment, this center, has meant to me. I'm very happy.
Isn't it time you actually felt great? Treat your depression now. Accepting all major insurance. For your free consultation with Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com.
It's 6:53. Let's see what's going on with your money. Check into the news desk at CNBC. Here is Stephanie Shelton.
Well, good morning. And futures suggest a mixed open on Wall Street. Hormel Foods reporting a mixed quarter. Earnings lower than expected. Revenues higher. Boston Beer is projecting disappointing results for 2017, citing a, quote, more challenging retail environment as tons of millennial cool craft beers. Super Saver fares beginning with Norwegian Air Shuttle starting in mid-June. You can pay $65 for a flight from three Northeast airports to destinations in Ireland and the UK. And starting in April, McDonald's will be selling soft drinks of any size for just a dollar. Small smoothies, shakes, and McCafe fraps will be $2. Of course, the idea to boost sales of all the full-price stuff. One less city wants the 2024 Summer Olympics. The Hungarian government says Budapest is dropping its bid. More than 260,000 people signed a petition against it, saying the money could be better spent elsewhere. I'm Stephanie Shelton, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Attention, this is an investor notice. Are you interested in making some extra cash buying real estate tax liens? Then listen to this. The Government Tax Lien Network is offering a free tax lien kit, which contains two DVDs and a step-by-step report that'll show you how to earn guaranteed returns between 15 and 35% yearly, which is completely secured by the government. They'll even show you how to do this inside your own retirement accounts. So if you're looking to become a real estate investor without risk, then call 800-404-2219 now to get your free tax lien kit. Then get ready to buy tax liens for pennies on the dollar and buy houses for as low as $500, all from your home with little or no money, working only 5 to 10 hours per week. Call 800-404-2219 right now to get your free tax lien kit, plus two free tickets to a live training event, which includes a free meal coming to the D.C. area. Call 800-404-2219. That's 800-404-2219 for your free tax lien kit now. Individual results may vary.
6:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Where to start? How about with 295 northbound as you pass Malcolm X? That's where we had a serious overnight crash and a sigh of relief for everyone. I know you're in some of this volume checking out the activity on the shoulder, but nothing remains blocked. Great work from police at the scene. Southbound 295 as you come off of 50 down toward East Capitol Street, Route 4 toward the 11th Street Bridge. The volume, I'm hearing from DDOT, there might be a brand new accident. DC 295 northbound right before you get to the Suitland Parkway. So do watch right in that area. It's been busy. To the Wilson Bridge before St. Barnabas Road for that stop and go. In on New York Avenue inbound at Bladensburg Road, had a fender bender reported there. On 66 volume only through Manassas Centerville, Fair Oaks toward the Capitol Beltway, Merrifield. Still see some activity from the earlier crash. 29 Lee Highway just west of Gallows Road. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
The push of warm weather continuing. We're adding on quite a few more from yesterday as we're going up into the 70s this afternoon. 74 degrees, some clouds and fog around this morning, giving way to sunshine. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in the nation's capital, it is 56 degrees on WMAL.
The winter is here, and it's a perfect time to clean your rugs and carpets. So before friends and family show up at your house, call Joe Hadid. And right now, get 20% off any implant rug cleaning. Call 703-241-1111 or go to joehadid.com.
657 on WMAL. Brian Wilson, Mary Walter. We're live from CPAC across the way over at National Harbor, a gathering of conservatives, and we have a lot of guests who will be dropping by, so don't go away. By the way, a lot of conservatives really interested to see what's going to happen with the nomination of Neil Gorsuch to be the next Supreme Court Justice to replace Antonin Scalia. And yesterday, there was a story that sort of passed out that I thought was very interesting, which came from, of all people, Democrat Senator from New York, Kirsten Gillibrand.
Yeah.
Now, she was doing an interview on New York One. You know what that is.
Yes.
It's like News Channel 8 around here.
Exactly.
They have its local news on the cable channel. And so she was doing the interview, and she basically let it be known that she thought Neil Gorsuch would easily be confirmed by the United States Senate.
I think Democrats have gotten smart. They know how to play the game, and they have decided that they're not going to fight this. It's a one-for-one. There's no sense in burning any kind of cachet at this point. He's going to replace a conservative. It's back where they started.
Yeah, they're going to be back where they started. However, that is at variance with what Chuck Schumer, the Democratic leader of the Senate, has said.
Yes.
He says they're going to fight it tooth and tongue. They're going to resist, as that's the thing Democrats do right now. Look, I mean, I think she's right. What's remarkable about it is that she was willing to say it. As it stands right now, the question is whether or not Democrats would try to force a filibuster. If they force a filibuster on Gorsuch, Mitch McConnell has said, I'll change the rules so we don't need 60 votes. We'll only need 51 votes, and we have 52. Thank you very much. So he's willing to do that, and she says, well, so we don't really want to trigger that. What you will notice, and what's very interesting, is about, I don't know, 8, 9, 10 Democrats have let it be known that they are going to allow this to come to the floor.
Mm-hmm.
By saying that you don't want a filibuster and you allow it to come to the floor, then you really only need 51 votes for him to be confirmed as the next Supreme Court Justice. So it looks like Gorsuch, unless something happens, is looking really, really good.
Do we have
now
a timeline on this with Gorsuch?
No, they haven't even had his hearings yet, so we're talking a couple of months probably. 6:59 on WMAL, and coming up here in just a moment, we will have the man in charge of CPAC. His name is Matt Schlapp. He will join us at 7:35, and we'll talk to former NFL player Burgess Owens, who just arrived here on the scene. It's all coming up in the next hour on WMAL. Right now, 7 o'clock time for the news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL.